Of course he needs to hit. He's that good. Do it in the National League all the time. I mean, that's the thing you have to overcome. Just because it doesn't happen all the time, it doesn't mean it can't happen. He's gone through some tough moments. He's gone through his rehab. Now it's time to be a baseball player.
That was Angels manager Joe Maddon giving us a peek at how he plans to utilize the most interesting player in baseball, designated hitter / starting pitcher Shohei Ohtani. Ever since Ohtani took the league by storm 2 years ago, becoming the first legitimate two-way player since Babe Ruth, he's been the subject of intense fascination. But after Tommy John surgery forced him to give up pitching last year, some have wondered if he should keep doing both. Today, as Ohtani nears a return to both the batter's box and the pitcher's mound, can he pull it off and change the way baseball is played? I'm Mina Kimes. It's Thursday, March 5th. This is ESPN Daily, presented by ADT. All right, you ready for some some hellos?
This is a lot of pressure.
Okay.
I've been thinking about this moment for an embarrassingly long time.
We're going to use that now.
I was actually driving over here and I'm like, hello, Mina. Hi, Mina.
How about this? Alden, are you ready to talk about a baseball team that's not the Houston Astros?
How about this? We're talking about the Angels and not Mike Trout.
Alden Gonzalez covers baseball for ESPN. He was recently at Angels camp to track the recovery of two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani. Who's a bigger star, Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani?
I think Shohei's a bigger star. You should see just the media presence that follows him everywhere. There are like 20 Japanese reporters in spring training who are just like following him around everywhere. And like Mike Trout doesn't have that. People are interested. Like they're fascinated by this guy.
So you say Ohtani's back, but he played last season. What do you mean when you say Ohtani is back?
Shohei Ohtani is back to being the fullest version of himself. A couple of years ago, he came into the league from Japan in his early 20s. And he showed that a player can thrive at the highest levels of his sport by being a very competent hitter.
That's driven out to center field. That's got some sound. Ohtani-san has done it again.
And a lights-out pitcher.
Swing and a miss. Down goes Simeon. One down.
Nasty splitter straight down to get a swing and miss.
He didn't get to do that last year. He spent the 2019 season rehabbing from Tommy John surgery while hitting in the Angels lineup. Now, starting around May of this season, we're going to see that two-way sensation again. I don't think baseball has been this excited about a player in a long time.
Why is there so much excitement around Shohei right now?
Because we literally haven't seen this in 100 years, because it's new, because maybe it gives us hope that we're going to continue to see this from other athletes in the future. He was just scratching the surface of just how good he can be. And now we get a chance to see it for an entire year. That's incredibly exciting.
Well, we will get a chance eventually, just not at the start of the season, right?
Yeah. So the Angels are going to be very conservative with Shohei Ohtani. He had the Tommy John surgery in October of 2018. He had knee surgery in September of 2019. Throughout April, he's going to serve as a designated hitter. And because of the new rule that allows for two-way players, he can go rehab on a minor league assignment as a pitcher in the meantime. So he's going to be able to hit in their lineup as a designated hitter. You'll probably bat cleanup or bat third behind Mike Trout. I'm going to say maybe 4 to 5 times a week. And then at some point around the middle of May, he's going to be a starting pitcher for them.
So the grand experiment will be back on, basically.
Yes.
Is experiment the wrong word?
No, I think experiment is still the right word, because in so many ways, the Angels are sort of setting the blueprint for how something like this is done. They have nothing else to go on except for maybe what he did in Japan, which is a completely different league. They don't travel across time zones in Japan. They don't play as many games in Japan. the Angels are doing this by themselves. He's going to start once a week, not once every five games. He is not going to hit either the day before he starts or the day after he starts. And he's definitely not going to be in the lineup on the day of his start. So you're looking at 20 starts in a season, maybe 100 games in the lineup. Still a good amount, but definitely going the conservative route there.
Let's back up to when Shohei first came to baseball 2 years ago. What were the expectations like for him and why was he so special?
Well, there was a lot of wonder about a guy attempting to do this. There was a lot of doubt, definitely. But a lot of the people who scouted him in Japan came away raving about this guy. His batting practices are the stuff of legend. He's incredibly fast. He might be just as fast as Mike Trout. And that's one thing that people don't talk about. On the pitching side, the guy throws 100 miles an hour. He throws a split finger. That's like one of the nastiest pitches that you'll ever see. So you have a guy coming over here with that kind of talent. And the fascinating thing about Shohei is he shows up to spring training in 2018 and he's awful. He can't get anybody out pitching.
7 runs in the inning. So not the day that Ohtani was hoping for today here facing the Rockies.
He looks like a mess in the batter's box, completely off balance, chasing pitches.
Here's the next delivery, and that is a big swing and a miss there.
And within like 4 to 5 weeks of him attempting to do this, you have scouts saying that he's not going to be able to hit in the major leagues. You have people saying that he needs to start the season off in the minors. You have people saying that the Angels should completely scrap their plans of having him be a two-way player and just let him try to develop as a pitcher because it's too hard to do it at this level. And then all of a sudden, the season starts and it's like a light switch goes off.
Here's the next pitch. And he lifts a high drive that's well hit into right center field. It is out of here. Shohei Ohtani, his first major league home run.
His first start was against the A's.
Next delivery, that one is chased and missed, struck him out, and Ohtani very impressive in his first major league inning on the mound.
He pitched 6 innings of 3-run ball. A week later, he faces the A's again. And you're thinking, okay, this is a team that saw him for the first time. They've never seen a guy who pitches like this. Let's see how Shohei does next time around against his team.
Swing and a miss. And tip your cap, Shohei Ohtani. You deserve it this afternoon.
He throws 7 shutout innings in his first home start. He strikes out 12 batters. And I think at that point, everybody was like, oh man, like this guy could do this.
You've covered the Angels for a while. They're a much lower profile team than the Dodgers, I think it's safe to say, here in Los Angeles. What was it like in Anaheim when this was happening? When Shohei Ohtani arrived, the grand experiment began, and it felt like all eyes in the baseball world were on him.
His start became an event. Sunday basically became Shohei Day, and it was actually like a Mike Trout rallying cry on the bus ride over to games. He started yelling Showtime every time it was Shohei's start day. Honestly, the stadium was buzzing in a way I hadn't seen it since 2012, when Mike Trout was a rookie and was doing things that we hadn't seen in a long time. And it was just starting to build as to what Shohei could become, and then all of a sudden it just stopped.
What happened?
We have bad news from Anaheim, Michael. Oh. Shohei Ohtani is headed to the disabled list with a grade 2 UCL sprain in his right elbow.
That first start of June, he sprained his UCL, and the Angels were hoping initially to treat it conservatively with the hope that he wouldn't miss the 2019 season as a pitcher. He tried a rehab while hitting in the Angels lineup, which is fascinating in itself. We don't see that ever, a guy being able to do both like that. Doctors learned that there was new damage in the UCL. He was told in early September that Tommy John surgery was recommended. That day, he was in the Angels lineup and he hit 2 home runs.
That's out to right field again. Mazzara racing back, leaps up, gone! Big fly, Ohtani shot!
Once again, a multi-homer game.
Because he was so unprecedented, right? Again, he was the test case for the two-way player. As he battled injuries and surgery and rehab, did people start to question whether or not it was even possible to do what he came into the league with the intention of doing?
I think the big concern with Shohei became whether or not he can stay healthy. I think a lot of the doubt that presented itself before the start of that 2018 season vanished, because what you saw in those 2 months was basically validation that this guy could do it. And keep in mind that he was doing it while getting used to stateside baseball for the first time in his life, adapting to a new culture, adapting to a new league, seeing a lot of these pitchers for the first time. Shohei Ohtani basically won the Rookie of the Year award in April and May of the 2018 season.
How did he fit into the locker room and Anaheim in general?
It took some time. He is a reserved guy, but I think as the years went on, teammates began to realize gradually that he's actually like a pretty funny guy. He actually can speak a lot more English than he lets on. And he speaks actually some pretty good Spanish. Spanish actually comes easier to him than English does. And so teammates will tell you that sometimes there are just quiet moments where Shohei Ohtani will just blurt out a Spanish cuss word. He's got this sort of subtle humor, but he's got like some really good comedic timing. The big thing that allowed him to sort of fit in with his teammates was that game Clash Royale.
It's a video game.
Like, he's amazing at Clash Royale. Teammates started to see some of his personality come out. He talks trash while beating his teammates at it. Sometimes he's playing the game and beating somebody while like multitasking. Clash Royale actually became a tool for him to sort of interact with his teammates more. Until they just stopped wanting to play him because he just kept beating them.
Coming up, could Ohtani's success usher in a new era for the two-way player in baseball?
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. I mean, just ask the New York Knicks. When it comes to hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast, from healthcare to manufacturing to business services and more. And now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the best ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter.com/ESPNDaily. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You've written about the two-way phenomena, or really lack thereof, right, in the past. I mean, what is the precedent for this?
The precedent is Babe Ruth. I think you need to start there. It hasn't been since 1919 that a player was able to hit 15 home runs in a season and also pitch 50 innings. Shohei Ohtani did it in 2018. Baseball, more than any other sport, is exceedingly conservative. It's very square when it comes to these things. Joe Maddon actually tried to do this with one of his players when he was coaching in the Angels minor league system in the early 1990s with a left-handed pitcher who showed that he could hit pretty well, he could run like a deer, and he thought that every once in a while, this guy, his name was Deshaun Warren, might be able to contribute in a two-way role. He called the Angels general manager at the time, asked if he could experiment with Deshaun Warren, was told no. And one thing he pointed out was that at that point, players didn't even switch positions. But Joe Maddon always thought that eventually two-way players were going to exist, because throughout his coaching career, he saw so many guys who possessed the talent to do both. And he thinks that In every draft, you could find like 10 guys who maybe can't do it the way Shohei can do it. But if baseball were just a little bit open-minded, they could find more guys who can hit in the lineup consistently, who could pitch for you, maybe even play the field. It's still early in this process, but you're starting to see more two-way players sort of emerge.
In the minor leagues, at the lower levels.
In the minor leagues, but you also saw some in the majors last year. Michael Lorenzen, who's a relief pitcher for the Reds, who can play some center field, who can hit.
High drive into left center. Goodbye, Michael Lorenzen.
Maybe Blake Parker didn't know he was a pitcher slash position player.
And last spring, I sat down with Michael Lorenzen for about an hour, and he talked about his desire and his ability to do this. And he talked about how frustrated he was by the constraints that baseball puts on players that don't let them maximize their ability. He said that he believes baseball's two favorite words are just because. And he referenced that to himself. Why can't I play center field and hit in the lineup while also being a reliever for you? If I show you that I could do it, why not? When you're playing Little League, your shortstop is your best pitcher. And kids grow up playing that way. And then all of a sudden, when they get to high school, when they get to college, they become specialized and they never get to go back to doing both.
How much of the resistance to this idea historically do you think comes from the culture of baseball, you know, always doing things the way they've done things? Is this a fear of doing something new problem, or do you think there's actual baseball reasons why this hasn't existed?
I think it's more so the fear of doing something new. Last year, while Shohei was hitting in their lineup and trying to rehab as a pitcher, everybody was saying that guy should not be in the lineup because he's only going to hurt himself further. Because he's a right-handed pitcher and a left-handed hitter, that elbow is the one that's exposed. And they were saying, what if he gets hit in the elbow by a pitch? What if he's running the bases and he slides awkwardly? Their general manager, Billy Epler, has talked about how you just have to let guys play. And he actually even made the point that a lot of people didn't realize that your lead elbow when you're hitting is the one that's actually less susceptible to injury than your trail elbow. So Shohei was fine. I think it was just an example of how a lot of these fears manifest out of sort of a lack of knowledge. And there's really no proof that a guy is going to get hurt even further just because he's trying to do both. I think a lot of times these major league teams just operate out of fear. And that's the point that Michael Lorenzen was trying to make, is that if only baseball were just a little bit more open-minded, this could happen.
It's interesting because that's a trend you're seeing in every sport. In football, in basketball, sports are becoming more positionless and sort of raises the question of whether there might be an analytical impetus behind this perhaps trend, or, you know, this is a smarter way to run a sports team.
It's also about maximizing value. Think about what the wins above replacement metric has done in terms of the way teams approach free agency, the way teams value their younger players. Shohei Ohtani, if he is able to do what he's capable of doing over the course of a full season, you're looking at a guy who might be a 4-5 win player as a hitter, who might be a 5-6 win player as a pitcher. He might end up with a higher WAR than Mike Trout, who is the god of war.
Does he have God of War on a t-shirt or anything? Because that's an incredible nickname.
I think I'm going to brand that.
It's kind of ironic that it's an angel when you think about it. Do you think this season and whether Ohtani can truly thrive in a two-way role will become a referendum on whether other players will even, you know, get that opportunity going forward?
You're starting to see just sort of the embryonic stages of this. If Shohei Ohtani does what his talent suggests he's capable of, you're going to have kids even grow up watching this unfold before their eyes. You're going to have teams looking at the Angels saying, you know what? I'm sure there's another Shohei Ohtani out there. Shohei Ohtani's talent is special, but it's not unprecedented. What he does shouldn't be unprecedented.
Thanks so much, Alden.
Thank you, Mina.
Coming up, why Brady to the Bay has been marinating for quite some time.
Now you can win a $250,000 home renovation designed by the Scott Brothers and an ADT smart home security system. To enter, just head to ADT.com/passtheprotection and tell us what you want to protect. A beautiful home is great, but a safer home is even better. Now is your opportunity to get both. The winner and the winner's home will be featured in an ADT video with the Scott Brothers. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends March 16th. Must be 18 or over and a homeowner as of February 1st, 2020. To learn more about the contest and read the official rules, go to ADT.com/passtheprotection. Here's another story I want you to know. The nights before NFL free agency begins are long and full of rumors, the hottest of which involves, who else? Tom Brady. Earlier this week, Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston raised eyebrows when he told SiriusXM Mad Dog Radio's Adam Schein that while New England and Tennessee are the leading contenders for the quarterback services, the San Francisco 49ers are also in the mix. After that, Karen Gregian of the Boston Herald wrote there might be something to the idea of Brady going to the Bay, which would perhaps reverse the trade that sent young Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco in the first place. Now, this speculation has everyone shook, except people who listen to ESPN Daily. Because you may remember that on the night of the Super Bowl, our own Bill Barnwell posited this very theory.
It's totally crazy, but it's worth mentioning because it's fun. The Niners could get out of Jimmy Garoppolo's contract this offseason with virtually no dead money. And it's a free agent by the name of Tom Brady who decided draw attention to himself during Super Bowl week as possibly leaving the Patriots. He grew up as a 49ers fan. The Niners, I would say it's fair to say, have a better roster than the Patriots at this point. And I mean, there's a 0.0001% chance of this happening. But if Jimmy Garoppolo hits that throw to Emmanuel Sanders, it's a 0% chance. And because it's not a 0% chance, it's at least worth mentioning that there's at least a possibility, a tiny possibility, that if you're Kyle Shanahan and you feel that way about Jimmy Garoppolo, you might consider talking to Tom Brady this offseason.
Well, that escalated quickly. Now, it's too early to say if that 0.0001% chance could be closer to a full percentage point, but I think we can definitely say this. Tom Brady, probably a pod listener. I'm Ina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. For the next few days, you are going to be in the capable hands of guest host Jason Fitz, and dun-da-da, tomorrow marks the 100th episode of this very podcast. Let us know in the reviews how we're doing and which other stories you'd like us to tell, or if there's anything else you want Bill Barnwell to manifest into reality. In the meantime, I'll talk to you next week.